Because, bitch,
it's an asterisk.
I'm a star.
Asterisk.
I'm a star.
Somebody lied.
I got the chopper in the car.
I'm a star.
I come alive.
Oh, what are we drinking tonight, fellas?
Are we fancy tonight?
Sangreasy.
Pinkies out.
Some bad bitches tonight.
Thank God.
Point some your pinkies to the sky.
That's a big bottle of Hen Dog right there.
Man, I don't want that shit. Not today. Humble brag. I got to do a flight in the morning. And I just...
How's that a humble brag? Just got a flight, nigga. Going home.
Hey, you know what I be seeing in the airport that I really want to partake in? Every time I go, for some reason, there's like a white man in a suit getting his shoes shined.
Oh, the shoes buff?
And that can only be like flaunting wealth, because that's some shit you should do at home, right?
Yeah.
Like shining your shoes is some at-home shit. Mm-hmm. Like no one has enough time in the airport to sit there and have your shit shined.
It's a flex.
It's a flex.
It's a flex.
It's the best kind of flex.
Yep.
Don't forget to flex.
Yep. Gotta have a white kid shine my shoes. I want to see what it's really like.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Tip him a nickel.
White kids ain't the ones shining. All right,
now
shoes.
Run off. Run along now, little Timmy.
It's Hispanic boys doing the shining, actually.
Hispanic boys? Where are you flying to? Because I usually see, like, old men.
Really?
Yeah, like, that's really, not really old men.
Bus is flying to exotic places. You're probably flying to family places.
You're right. Yeah, he's flying to places where prostitutes are like $40.
Oh, I wish.
Maybe two for 40.
I wish. If I could just swipe for it, it'd be so much easier. Prostitute ATM fees are killing me.
Now you're listening to NDEO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Niggas and niggas, welcome back to yet another episode of the NWO podcast. Coming to you raw, live, and direct, as we typically love to do. Now I pass it over to my co-host, Plus, as he croons.
Hey, we some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas. With a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga, nigga, what a pen, nigga, what a pen, nigga.
Hey,
watch what you say, ho. You better not play, ho. Not that single day, ho. Especially not today, ho. Bitch, where's my yayo? You heard me, bitch. I say so. Don't play me like Play-Doh. NWO. 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 Hey, we in this bitch. Me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Niggas ain't friendly. We rolling 10 deep, drinking no sangria. Ooh, these bitches can't even fuck with me. Hey, look, the drinks is chilled, and so are we. And we gon' drink and light a tree, then take a pee, cause our bladders work. My bitch is getting fatter, sir. I'm climbing up this ladder, sir. But my bitch is still getting better, sir. Ratchet bitches, they all tatted, sir. Ain't no snitches, nobody ratted, sir. We got the heat, we ain't padded, sir. We gon' keep going at it, sir. Like a fucking baseball player, I'll bat it, sir. I don't give a fuck about flow now. It's time to go now. It's me like a pro now. I'm about to show out. I'm about to go down. Okay, I'm feeling groovy. That's great. I'm cutting right there. Quit while I'm ahead. Chris is in the corner gassing me. That's why. Chris, I be ready to stop. No, go back. Go back. Go back. Put it back on. Put it back on. Put it back on.
That's why he was trying to tell you. He was trying to tell you.
Nigga, come on. That's so smooth. Okay, now we're going to give the microphone over to the illustrious sounds of Louis Armstrong. Are you ready?
Yes.
Skibidi boo bow. Skibidi wow. Stoop doop. Beep 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 do. Skibidi bo. Beep bo. Zimidi boom bow. Boom bow. Zimidi do. Scab bop bop. Wow 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 wow. Zoom zoom. Zoom zoom zoom. Scabadoo bow. Scabadoo bee. Beep beep bo. Scabadoo floom. Floom floom. Floom floom.
Floom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
I don't care what anybody says. I won't ever get tired of that shit, though. I swear to
you.
I won't ever get tired of that.
You know what's
shit.
Crazy? I was able to do some of the same scats because I played that shit so many times. I memorized the fucking scats.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. The NWO Podcast coming to you raw, live, and direct from the Veggie Delight Juice Bar with none other than the brothers of buffoonery, the masters of misogyny, and the esteemed arrogant guys that I do the podcast with, plus Ricky the Prince, the Vegan Trap Lord, as well as myself, Bennessy, take a shot of me, and we are the NWO Podcast. How are you guys feeling tonight?
Real quick, Ben. When you introduce us, right, you got to do a little pause when you say Plus and Ricky after all the masters of misogyny. And you got it, like, just a slight
pause.
Why
are you going to be better than us?
You're misogynist.
It's not that I
want to
be
you're
better
misogynistic
than you
too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm really not.
Have you not heard yourself?
Yeah, you are, bro.
From time to time.
Yeah. By a 25-year-old white woman's definition, sir, you are misogynistic.
Every black man is misogynist to a white woman.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Since we're going, if we're going to go crazy off rip,
that's
fair. Okay.
I don't mean to, you know, start the show off like that, but.
No, it's a fair assessment.
Let's start like this. Richard, when was the last time you were you had the pleasure of taking a day to yourself?
Let's say two weeks ago. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
That's not bad. When? Why? How?
I was just at home. I was at home, and then I linked up with Ben for a little bit, and we went and got something to eat, and after that, I went back home, and I was home alone again. Miles was out with the girls, so I was able to...
Do you like home alone days? Like as a nigga who lives with three, like, women who are the light of your life, like, do you... value having a day or so alone, or do you prefer to always be in the presence of the people that you love?
There's nothing better than being alone.
Tell me about
those days. Are for me very few and far in between, so I cherish those days and those moments. I can gather my thoughts, be alone, decompress a little.
Like, you have many fucking thoughts. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
Ben, when was the last time you were able to take a day to yourself?
When I got my income tax return. Because, you know, throughout the year, you know, it's just constant bill paying. You know, when you get your tax return, you know, you rebuild that cushion of cash that you got. So that's the last time I took a day to myself.
You don't understand, like, there's not a word for the feeling that is paying every bill you have and then still having a huge chunk of money left over.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Those are some of the, that scenario causes some of the most peaceful nights of sleep. To know that you paid all of your bills and you still got cash. You got options still. You're not making life decisions at the vending machine.
You are NWO.
Making life decisions at the vending machine, nigga. Do I want the grandma's cookies?
Or the honey bun.
Do I want the Wise chips or the Famous Amos cookies?
Damn, I miss those damn Wise chips.
Famous Amos not cheap no more, bro.
Hell no.
They want the $1.50 for them dry
ass chips.
Hey,
man, them cookies not even good, bro.
They used to be good, but they not busting no more like that.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk the truth. Them shits was nasty.
Them shits is trash,
nah,
bro.
Bro, I feel like when I was a kid, they were busting.
Those were the ones, though. You to have Famous Amos cookies, you wasn't doing
when
it
when you was a kid, I could give you fucking Pathmart brand cookies. And you would have been lit as fuck.
I mean, you know, the cookie snob.
Usually,
but I remember like Famous Amos being a high tier cookie.
Yeah,
Really?
Usually anything named Amos is trash. let's just start there.
But these. You, Chris, when was the last time you were able to take a day to yourself, day for yourself?
Man, I got such a great team around me, bro. So it's like, I get those days. They're not few and far between.
That's love. Yes. Do you need them? Do you value them? Or
could you do without? I overvalue them, to be honest with you. Because it's when I get like a lot of my, I get to pursue a lot of my passions otherwise. Like, sometimes being in the restaurant, I get wrapped up in doing stuff in here that I kind of lose track of the other things that I have to do.
Yeah, I hear.
By the time it's time to get to those stuff, sometimes I'm tired. My mind's, like, worked to, worked to its, like, final straw. And you just need to relax, you know?
The last time I did that show was maybe 2 days ago. I did drugs, played video games, and didn't do a fucking thing. I tried to get a blowjob that day. Didn't pan out. But other than that, the day was a great day, I think. I've never used the expression blowjob before. That may be my first
time. I was just about to talk about that. What the
fuck? Got a BJ, guys. And
What do you go with otherwise?
Head, typically, is standard. Head? Yeah. I just don't want to say blowjob. It sounds really professional.
I still don't understand how you guys would take a blowjob or some head over some pussy.
No.
It's that, not over. It's
over.
It's with.
With.
Always
so
with.
So you would have ended up fucking.
It's a combo.
Yeah.
You would have never fucking. It would have just combo. Be head. You said you hit the girl. You wanted to hit somebody up for some.
No. I wanted only a blowjob from her. I didn't want anything else. We had those days. I wasn't in the mood for thrusting. It's bomb worthy? Is that where I get my bombs from? All right. I'll take it. All right. Let's start. Let's get to business. I have some weird shit to talk about today.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Ricky, let's start with you. Have you ever had a woman talk to you or pillow talk to you about somebody you know, like a mutual nigga? Has that ever happened? Where you're laying in bed or something along those lines, and she tells you that a nigga you know is creepy, or a nigga you know has a small meat, or a nigga you know got his credit card declined, like one of those things.
Yeah, it's happened. And I try to tell them I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable.
It's nasty. I hate that shit. It sounds disgusting.
Does it change the way you look at the nigga?
Yeah, for this particular guy, she was telling me, like, it was this dude, Chris, we went to ride with him. Well-known guy, pretty popular dude. He had a lot of the girls, and this girl I was talking to at the time, she started pillow talking about how he, you know, his dick was trash, he isn't all that, he didn't smell too good and stuff like that. And she was like, I don't even know why you hang around him. I'm like, in my back of my mind, I'm like, why is she telling me this shit? But every time after that, every time I saw him, that's all I could see was that.
Like, I don't know if this makes me gay, but like once a woman tells me that like another nigga's like sex is trash, I can't give you the same respect because I know this about you now.
You're not gay, and you know what it is? It's guilty by association. You don't want to be associated
with a nigga with that
terrible
trash.
Ass
hell
sex.
Hell nah, and you got every right. Especially if you've been out here working hard and doing the necessary shit.
To build my reputation.
Exactly. You going to let some other nigga fuck it up?
And think Come about on, it, too. Man. But what I do hate is I do hate a pillow-talking ass nigga. That's why I try not to get involved with that shit. Because women, if you ever pillow-talk with a woman, you'll learn a lot of shit about a lot of niggas.
Here's the thing, though. The problem is,
women talk.
Even if you don't engage, once you make them come, you open the floodgates.
Pandora's box.
Of, oh my God, the last time I had one of these was 69, because these guys out here, they suck. Yeah. The last guy I fucked, you know him. You know him. He tried forever. Couldn't make me come. But you, like, you open up a floodgate
Or they'll be like, I don't know why I fucked him. I should have fucked you from the beginning because his dick was trash. His dick was small or da 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. That's my roommate.
You ain't talking about me, my nigga.
He's trying to kill us.
Talking about me.
He got you. You almost killed me, nigga.
Talk about me.
You cannot. No,
I was
do
just
that.
Joking. I was just joking.
You can't do that,
brother. I was just joking.
No. You can't do that on a nigga. You trying to end.
You know what I was thinking about it? Me and Ben are not Eskimo brothers.
Because the women that I date are far removed from anybody that's
the same to me.
And you guys are roommates?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Me and my literal brother are Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, no, Ben, crazy. No, Ben, we are.
Your
we are.
Little brother?
My little brother.
Shouts to him, though. Yeah.
My young nigga.
Aim high.
All of us are.
Y'all my brothers for real.
I'm not gonna say any names.
Nah, hell no.
But I share a bond with somebody special on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'll let their girlfriends guess which one.
This nigga's hell.
But I was gonna say, I mean, whenever I'm in a situation where there's some pillow talking going on, and she might mention like how a nigga got a small meat or his sex is bad, and I would just think in my head, I mean, okay, and you're a hoe, and we all got problems. Your problem is that you're a hoe. He got small. He got
why
small
is she
meat.
A hoe, Ben? Come on,
because we're Eskimo brothers at this point. We're Eskimo brothers. You're admitting to being the connecting piece, and you're okay with it,
and you're giving me his dick.
You have no license to. You have no license to critique anybody's penis to me, okay? You take them all.
The feminists are going to say that you're being sexist. By
you take them all, though. Don't talk to me about another nigga's penis.
It's just terrible that the burden of good sex is solely on the man.
Yep.
Solely.
Women always get mad at me when I say all they have to do is show up.
Essentially. I mean, some of them do more.
Yeah.
But
for the most part, all you got to do is show up.
You show up. You clock in.
Yeah.
You clock out.
Assume your position and get
fucked. You wait to see whether or not you're going to receive a nut that day.
And that's at the end of it.
80% of sexual encounters for women are them just doing nothing.
But it's
getting
up
ate
to,
and fucked.
They decide whether it was good or bad. Like, you could fuck and you could have had the time of your life.
Yeah.
If she decides it was bad, it was bad.
But let's be honest. If it's a girl that ends up, you know, you're fucking, was it? That made us Eskimo brothers. Do you give a fuck if she enjoyed her time?
No.
You don't.
Not necessarily.
It's not your time. You don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
Because I don't always care whether or not they enjoy it. Especially if I've already proven myself before.
Go ahead.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come that on.
Point, come on. You know what this is.
You know it. Jermaine Dupri. Y'all know what this is.
Yeah. What about you? She's about to move on, bitch.
Yeah, I was about to smooth move on. It's hard not to judge these niggas, bro. Like, I used to talk to this girl, right? Really cool girl. Cool, super cool. A popular DJ that we all know. We're talking about him earlier tonight. And she was like, this nigga won't stay out of my DMs. And I was like, come on. Get the fuck out of here. Like, there's no way that this nigga's in your DMs.
Right.
You're here with me. Take it easy. And then she shows me the DMs. And it's just like, yo, what's up? Like, I don't even need nothing. I don't want anything from you. I just want to eat your pussy. And this was like consistent. Like, he was trying to throw the mouth at her. And I'm like, bro, it's like a dude who I had immense respect for prior. But like now, like
you look at him,
like I see him, and I mean it's cordial and all that shit. But I mean it's just
it's
like I know that you're the let me eat your pussy guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Ugh, and yeah. it's how you look at a nigga the same after that.
Yeah, you can't.
And then she went on to share that he's done this with a few of her friends.
So he's just
oh boy,
he's just
he
out
put
you.
The mouth on the table.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's disgusting. You know what? You know, have you guys ever been
his
in a situation?
It's probably crazy.
Have you guys ever been in a situation when you're pillow talking and the girl ends up telling you that this certain nigga that you're in a circle with or that you know is hating on you? Mm. I've been in that situation.
I've gotten some of that.
Yeah.
But you know,
one too many times.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But you know, like, I live my life under a very simple rule. I say anything that a nigga don't say to me doesn't exist.
Mean shit. Don't mean shit.
So, like, if you're not mad enough to hate me in front of my face, then I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because niggas pillow talk to women more.
Ugh.
than women do. That's why I don't like getting involved. I don't want to be involved with that. I never wanted to be involved with that shit. Like, but you find out a lot of information from women, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Because these niggas be talking.
Man, but, bro, y'all know me. Y'all know how I try to live. I, like, anything that I would say off the microphone and in private to somebody on a pillow, I would like to think I'd say to your face.
Right.
Like, anything I've ever said to anybody about Ricky, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've said it to your fucking, it's not a thing.
Right.
And because just, like, I'd hate to be caught out there like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, that shows a lack of character like a motherfucker.
Niggas be lame to the game, bro.
Bitch ass niggas.
Oh, this is hilarious. Speaking of bitch ass niggas, do men catch baby fever? Y'all boys ever had baby fever before? Yeah. Y'all niggas ever get like Ben, seeing as how you have no kids, like sometimes, you know, whenever the women see cute shit, they tweet, my ovaries. Do you ever see, oh, my balls?
That's a title. Oh, my balls.
Oh, my balls.
And I hope they all say it like you did.
As a real nigga, do you ever like, damn, my fucking balls, I want a baby. Right now.
Not quite like that, but there were moments where, like, I would come across a kid, and, I mean, eventually I want children of my own. And, right. You know, I fall into a place where I think about me having a child. I guess that would count as baby
fever.
That's
the fever, bro.
And it's happened with two kids in particular. One is Aria, your daughter, Ricky, mm-hmm. and your son, actually, yeah. Chris. Yes. Yeah. And, like, when I see the relationship that you have.
Did you spend enough time with him?
No. I'm talking, like, via videos and like photos, okay, and like, okay, the few times that I have been around him in the same room. Yeah. You know, you got a beautiful child, and Aria's beautiful, and Eli's beautiful, and I love the relationship that you have with Eli. I look up to it. You know, I would actually be taking notes. I've actually taken notes from your playbook as, you know, how to have a very, I guess, healthy relationship with your son. So yeah, I guess that would count as baby fever, I guess.
That shit's dope.
Ricky, have you ever had baby fever?
Baby fever?
Like, you see a kid that makes you say, fuck, I want more kids.
Yeah. Well, before I had my own, my nephew, you know, just having those interactions with him and doing things with him, I wanted to, you know, it gave me a little baby fever. Like, damn, I can't wait to have my own. But then, now that I have my own, I never have baby fever.
Oh, so you're cured?
Yo, it's cured. The minute Maya's pregnancy test came positive, that shit was cured.
I'll tell you what cured me. Those monthly statements that I received to my house, the fucking bills. Okay, I can't fit it into my
because right
budget.
Now, you have health insurance with your gig, but you're still paying a humble amount for dental, vision, and health because it's just you. When you add that motherfucking dependent, shit go from like $51 to like $171. Like, hold on.
Oh, that's a good price.
Hold on.
Next time you get a chance for your open enrollment, look at the plus child. Just look at it.
I'm in it right now. I haven't actually selected my new benefits right now.
Man, just
I shave that shit off every year. I shave it off every year. I want to see as much of my check as possible.
Bro, that shit is
tough. Now we got these jits. My fucking son
baby,
was.
Bro, kiss that goodbye.
He was blind and needed glasses at 5.
My job,
man. That means he was on my vision plan at 5, already on my dental, already on my health.
My job to add Aria is like it's like $300. If I want to add Aria and Malia, it's like $500 out your check, every single check.
Oh.
Gone.
So it's like,
damn, am I playing child support?
People used to ask me how much you get paid. I'm like, I don't really know what I make.
I don't know, bro.
Because what I'm taking home is the scraps from what insurance and the tax man leaves.
Come on,
over.
Bro. Between taxes, my 401k, my health insurance, my dental, my fucking what? Because I have a certain percentage to go to my savings account. Like, by the time I get my actual payout, I was like, damn, baby, looks like it's going to be McChickens tonight.
And here's some baby daddy shit, right? The baby daddy shit is that you pay for the health insurance out of your check, but you still have to be a sole dependent because you let the mother file being just to be classy. So imagine the fucking gang rape that is happening to your check. First, the medical benefits stick their dick in your check. Then Uncle Sam sticks his dick in your check. Social Security sticks their dick in your check. There's some other acronyms. I don't know who the fuck these other guys are. HS, whatever the fuck it is, they stick their dick in your checks. If you have life insurance, you have kids, you fucking need life insurance. They stick their dick in your check. Then what do you have? What do you have? You still have to find a way to pay $1,000 rent in South Florida. That's what the fuck you have after all those charges.
And bitches want you to pay that shit by yourself.
God,
You got me fucked up. Fuck out of here.
Come on, man.
God forbid there's some child support.
That's stupid.
God forbid.
Facts.
That's stupid, guys.
Facts.
Use your common sense, guys.
Use your common sense.
Stupid, guys.
Makes no sense.
Robert Kelly, on and off the mic, you are just quotable. Okay.
Have you ever had baby fever? You had your kid young, though.
Yeah, I had my kid super young.
You didn't have time to develop baby fever.
No. And sometimes, like, every time I've thought about having a kid afterwards, it's literally been on a whim. It's never lasted long. Like, if I have another kid now, I know that it's totally a fucking mistake.
You mean, like...
It's a fucking mistake. If you see me at a baby shower, no, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Is that the moment? Is that when you're trying to decide whether or not you should pull out?
No. Not that. No. Brother, I... 10-year streak of nothingness. Brother, let me tell you something. I'm going to pull out. It's more about sometimes I see that my kid is 10. I'm fucking 30-something. If I'm going to have another kid, it should be about this time. I don't want to be a 40-year-old pop.
So wait, your biological clock is ticking?
No, not my my how long do I want to do this shit clock is ticking. I don't want to be raising people in my 50s. That's stupid as fuck. Ridiculous. If you're still raising in your 50s, you did this shit wrong, bro. If you're not out the game by the time you're done with your 40s, you did this wrong. 50s are for saving your money to go into the famine that is your 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. If you're still paying for children and paying for prom, bro, come on, get the fuck out of here.
And by the time you're 70, you said you wanted to be off Earth anyway.
Out of here. So I need to make sure. So when I'm 70, Eli's going to be a 40-something-year-old man. 40, 50-something-year-old man. He'll be fine. I can die and know that he's good. 72, sign me out of here, bro.
Why check off out?
Go on vacation or something. Why you want to leave?
I'm done, bro. Off Earth. Like, what else is there? Like, life don't get better after 72. It don't. Clock out, bro. End this shit.
No, I work.
I think there should be a business that just kills old people at 70 if they choose to.
There is. It's called nursing homes.
No, but it's a slow death. Like, they should just, like, choose the barbecue option. Honestly, they're taking away money from Social Security. Like, we're paying millions of dollars to keep vegetables alive because of war.
So is Chris.
If we killed all the old people at 70, we could have money to fix the streets.
Hey, that's true.
Better school system. Just think about it. The moment they can't drive anymore, fucking barbecue is what I said. That's me.
Can you imagine a fucking bonfire of old hags?
I'm telling you, bro.
Bunch of Ethels, like, and Graces getting
And it could be me being insensitive because no one in my family is like this right now. God forbid. But I just don't see why we're paying millions of bucks to keep motherfuckers who don't want to be here. Like, the quality of life is trash.
Yeah.
Anybody laid up in a bed for 10 years plus?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, bro.
That's not all the way true, but
I feel all right. Because I know, like I always say, nigga, if I get into a car accident and I can't use anything below my neck, my nigga, DNR, don't bring me back.
Yeah.
Don't bring me back. I don't want it. Straight. I don't want it.
Call me insensitive, but see this nigga in a motorized wheelchair.
I'm not doing it.
I'm cackling.
You want me to be fucking? No, you want me to talk with a fucking machine? Go ahead. take me out of here, fam. Take me out of here.
Yo, 50 plus, man. We got my, recording tonight.
The days of my mother's wiping my ass is far behind her. She's not going to do it again. My mother will never wipe my ass again. I vow.
Oh, shit.
Get me the fuck out of here. I don't want to do it. It that doesn't sound like fun.
That shit would tickle me, bro.
People do it because they have a hope that one day, fucking science. I don't, fuck it.
No.
Fuck science.
I could just imagine him coming to, right? And like the doctor delivering the news to him that he can't, like he's permanently paralyzed, and him sucking his teeth like, why y'all brought me back? Why y'all brought me back?
And you know, I'm a vile man. My mother gonna bring, and I'm gonna curse her out. You bitch! Why would you bring me back? My wishes were very specific, mother.
Oh shit! I think it's I'm a vile man.
Unless you're gonna make me like cyborg. Unless you're gonna give me robot parts.
RoboCop.
Unless you're gonna RoboCop me, I'm down for an experiment. Sign me up. Other than that, I don't want it, bro.
Oh.
That was funny.
it's not that funny because I'm dead serious.
I believe it.
Okay, right. I had this question. Well, you guys had this question, and then we changed the question to make it more fun. If Brother Hassan came to you today and said, hey, all white people have to go, okay, and you had to save three, okay, your favorite three white people, you had to save three of them. Because no harm will come to these white people because you love them so much. Okay? Who is on your guest list? If you want more than three, take more than three. But three. Ricky, you feel like you're ready. I feel like you're ready for this question.
Like I said, Bill Clinton.
I that's a terrible pick. He can die.
Actually, that is a horrible
pick. It's a horrible pick.
Fucking niggas.
He's on my kill list.
Yeah. Fuck him. So number one for sure is going to be Pat Riley.
Great pick.
Pat Riley's going to be number one.
Even though I'm sure he says nigga a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they all do.
No, but Pat's a great pick.
Pat, yeah, it's going to be Pat Riley. Dan Marino for me. It's childhood.
Okay. All right, whatever.
And last but not least, it'll probably be Stone Cold. Motherfucker was a big part of my childhood, man.
You see, listening to you, now you're fucking with my list. Because I can't let them take Stone Cold, bro.
Can't let them take Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
I need Steve Austin, bro.
I need Stone Cold. I can't let them take Jim Carrey, bro.
Oh, that's a good
one. I'm going to fight for Jim Carrey, bro.
That's a good one.
I'm not going to let them take Jim Carrey from me, bro. It's not going to be easy. And Brett Favre. Brett has to stay.
You know what? I switch out. I'll switch out Dan Marino. Dan can go. Give me Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
I need Will, bro. I need Will. Can't take my dog Will, bro.
Take Jim Carrey. Give me Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So Brett Favre, Stone Cold, Will Ferrell.
That's for you?
I can't let any harm come to them.
Any. Same. So for me, it would be Stone Cold, Will Ferrell, and Pat Riley.
Honorable mention, Topanga. But.
Topanga?
Everything else.
I fucks with it.
Ben, okay? The white Titanic is sinking, and you have space in your life raft for three. Who are you taking with you?
Fuck. I wasn't ready, but I'm going to just rapid fire.
From your soul.
All right, so y'all niggas might judge me, but I'm not killing Bill Gates. We got to have some type of fucking technology out here.
I mean, if you want to keep him, that's fine. If he means something to you, whatever.
We need something out here. Honestly, I didn't get past Bill Gates. I don't know who else. I don't know anyone else. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of any, you know, no disrespect to any of the white listeners out here. But I can't think of any that I wouldn't mind.
I think that's bullshit, especially because you love music so much. There's not a boy band that you love?
I hated that era of music.
Really?
What about the Doobie Brothers?
I love a Doobie. Chris.
Jason Williams, White Chocolate, nobody?
Who's on your raft?
I was thinking about this for a while, bro. Every time y'all answered, y'all threw me off. Like, if I had to pick one person from, like, TV and movies,
So I'm gonna interject.
Please.
Had he not died, I would have maybe chosen Robin Williams.
I was gonna say Robin, but he's already yeah. Great mention.
Yeah.
The white people power rankings. This is it.
No one's gonna say Barbara Streisand.
I mean, great career, no disrespect. I just been like, she don't mean anything to my life.
Celine Dion.
Oh, fuck. I can't let them harm
Britney Spears.
Mm-mm. I don't fuck with Britney like that.
Me picking Celine Dion would more so be for my mother. Because I think, don't all Haitian women just love Celine Dion for some reason? I don't understand.
Haitian people.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She's like 98% of the weddings.
Can't think of one white person you'd save. This is your topic.
This is why I hate these guys. This is why I hate these niggas so much.
Who's these niggas?
They put the subject in the group. I asked a question, and then
it was rough. I couldn't think of anybody besides Bill Gates. Robin Williams. I can't think of a third.
I'm trying to think of somebody who y'all haven't said. But
Arnold Schwarzenegger on me?
Nah, that nigga don't mean none to me.
Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly.
Fuck both of them.
Drew Carey.
Drake.
Nah, no.
That's funny.
Shit, I don't know, bro.
Steve Carell.
Bill Burr.
Steve Carell.
I'd say
Steve Carell. The Office is like one of my favorite shows. Steve Carell.
Definitely save Steve Carell.
Maybe Kelsey Grammer.
I want some cookies. Mm.
Kelsey Grammer would be, yeah.
I don't fuck with him like that. Y'all know I don't fuck with Frasier.
Frasier's on Netflix, you know? Nigga.
Ugh.
I heard he's a big time racist. They all are, so.
He's a what?
He's a racist, I heard. Cool. Huge racist. Kelsey Grammer.
Really?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I mean, he's worked with enough niggas. Like, I hate niggas. I get it.
Yeah.
He's a girlfriend. My girlfriend. There through thick and thin, my girlfriend. did anybody watch that when they were on Blackish?
No, I saw it on Twitter, but I didn't see the episode. Was it good?
The episode came out.
I don't watch Blackish.
I don't watch it. Yeah, so.
I saw one episode. That was it.
I don't really enjoy the show.
I don't know how it's still around.
I've never went.
People
back.
Like it.
Never gone back.
Yeah. I love Tracee Ellis Ross. I'd marry her.
I like everybody on the show individually.
Yeah, Anthony Anderson. Yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne, Jennifer Lewis. Yeah. The Dion children Cole are great. Dion Cole. Like, everybody individually I love. Genius. I just don't enjoy the show.
They're like the Clippers back in 2014. On paper, they were supposed to be
amazing.
Damage, but I can't fuck with it.
I just don't fuck with it.
I think it would be a good show if it wasn't a sitcom. If it was like on an HBO type of show, like, but it being a sitcom, a family thing, nah.
It's just some shows can educate you without doing a sermon. They just don't do it. That shit just feel like I'm watching a history lesson every week.
Fuck that show.
I'm not.
There's another one now too, Whitish or.
There's always they
a whole bunch of
they
ish.
They have a mixed ish and a grown ish.
Yeah, mixed.
Shout out my nigga ish.
Shout out ish.
If I nigga wanted to ish. Fucking watch TV and laugh and learn, I'd watch the fucking Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that shit.
Fucking Miss Frizzle.
What's the worst injury you've ever had to fuck through?
A torn ACL.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
How are you?
Me?
So you had a torn ACL the situation arose and you was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go in?
I didn't know at the time that I was like suffering from a torn ACL because we were play fighting beforehand. And, you know, she's a hefty woman. You know, she's very formidable in size.
Big bitch, tore your ACL.
She fell on me. Yikes. And my knee, my leg bent like an awkward way. And I felt like a tearing sensation in my knee. Like, it literally feels like I'm stretching and like something's about to pop. But I kept going. I continued on with the night. You know,
fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, Kobe Bryant?
Nope. Told you. But that next morning, what happened, Ricky? I ended up crawling to your fucking door.
He crawled to my door, bro. I was like, bro, why are you on your knees, bro?
Dog, take me to the hospital, bro. Please.
I was like, what the fuck happened?
All the adrenaline left me, dog. It left me.
This nigga is Kobe Bryant.
I fucked purely off of adrenaline, dog.
That nigga tore his ACL.
He's got the Mamba mentality.
The real facts.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Nigga, I have fucked through sciatica. Y'all boys know it's real. Y'all boys know
how.
When a nigga very limited range of motion. That's it's like a guyad. Only the bottom half move. Keep my back straight. What's my back move? Ah, bitch. Ah. Nigga, I fucked through a flu. It was like Jordan.
Yeah.
I had the flu. Yeah. And I still did it.
I think everybody here is at a flu game.
You ever fucked your girl and she's like real sick and you stick your dick in her pussy? It feels like you stick your dick in the oven.
Super hot. Oh, shit.
The oven pussy ain't no joke. Dick is on fire.
I love it. Pussy. The warmer the better.
Yeah.
Light it up.
Like 101.
Yeah. Light it up. The warmer the better. I'm trying to think of any other injuries. Definitely a headache. Easy.
Oh yeah,
I fucked through a toothache, bro. That toothache was killing me, but the opportunity. But I fucked through a toothache, and it was fuck, man.
Like a real life,
one of those face ripping toothaches.
Y'all niggas are really strong, bro. Y'all threshold for pain is
a mission, and
because I thought it was gonna distract me, and it just nope.
I broke my ankle, but I had already went to the doctor and everything, had a brace on it.
You fuck with the brace?
Yeah.
I can't even. Okay. All right. I see it.
How'd you manage to do that? Was it just on one leg? Like, yeah, like what just the
one,
fuck?
One ankle.
One ankle. Did you have a leg in the air? Did you use the rice method?
Got that thing kicked up. Beep, 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 beep.
You can do it like, all right, you know, you like laying on your back 1 minute, and then you got to keep it elevated so you roll over.
We're switching up with the brace.
Yeah. You got to be versatile.
What about you, Ricky?
Remember that time I broke my foot? And then I took off the cast by myself when I was supposed to go play basketball again. So I fucked with a broken foot.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
You sound just like Ben. That's exactly what he said.
And I'm reacting all over again as if I wasn't there.
How did you get the cast off? What did you use?
What did I do? I went to Home Depot to buy a saw. I think I soldered. Yeah, I soldered off myself. I was like,
he
man.
Cut it off himself.
You weren't afraid to saw your fucking leg off?
Nah, man. I wanted to play ball. So
what the fuck? I wanted to play ball. What the fuck does that mean, bro?
You know I don't give a fuck about my body.
I wanted to play ball. What the a game?
It's a hoop dream.
A fucking
nigga.
Game.
It's a hoop dream.
I wanted to play ball. You're not a fucking NBA player or some shit.
Not at all. And I
you're playing for fucking cardio, jackass. I wanted to play ball. What the fuck is that?
Sound like my dad.
Fucking dumbass, dog. Ricky's not supposed to be here, man. Like, there's so many situations to where this nigga, he's either supposed to be a fucking vegetable or dead, dog.
They have a cast to correct this asshole's bone. He goes to a hardware store, rents an electrical saw, okay? Cuts through medical grade casting. And opens the saw, not to sit the fuck down, but to re-injure and do the shit that he was doing when he fucked it up in the first place. You are a fucking gem.
Oh, shit. You know what he had to say when I asked him, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you going? Like, my guys need me. No, they don't.
This nigga really think.
They don't even know who you are. They don't even know your fucking last name.
The guys they need hate you. Actually.
They only pick you on the team because you're fucking black.
Guys need me.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
Oh, but the other time, you remember when the chick had a broken leg and she had the cast from her foot all the way up to her the top part of her thigh?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That shit was crazy. You remember that shit? Beat the brakes off of her with one leg.
1/4 of her fucking body was in a fucking cast, dog. She came over for some penis.
Let me tell you. I mean, so
it was weird though.
Are we flipping the question? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, because I fucked you all. If I can take off a cast, you guys can only imagine the injuries I fucked through. I'm always injured. I've never had a good sex fuck session fully healed.
How did you fuck her in a body cast?
That's what I was telling you. So what I had to do is I had to get one of our dining room chairs and put it next to the bed so she could rest the leg on there. And I went in between. I drilled that. I was even holding on to the cast for support. Like, that shit was crazy.
Marvelous.
Holding on to the cast for support. Marvelous. Please. Holding on to the cast for support.
I think everybody on this podcast know that I fucked.
It was a supporting cast, if you will.
beautiful. That's okay, a good time. Supporting cast.
Okay, I'm going to clap for myself, too.
That's excellent.
That's nice.
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, supporting cast title, please.
Yes, that's the title. Yes. That's the title.
I have a wild ass story to tell you this about what the fuck happened to me this weekend. So I stayed in like this fucking Airbnb in Lauderdale this weekend, right? And I'm hanging out. I'm smoking on the roof. Some lady 2 doors down looks fine as shit. Striking up conversation. She invites me to her house to go work out. I say, nah, no thank you. Blah, blah, blah. We laugh it off. The second day I'm out there again, she's like, hey, come over. Come meditate with me. And like she's in a bikini. And it's like I'm looking at her like I'm smoking on the roof and I'm looking at her like this bitch is bad as fuck. So I said, I'm gonna go meditate with this bitch. I'm gonna go see what the fuck is going on. So I walk into this woman's house. Several things. This woman is not bad at all. She looks terrible. She's old as shit. She tells me that she's a reverend and a witch.
What?
Wait. Huh?
When I got to the door, I thought I heard chanting, but I was like, that's crazy. That's weird as fuck. So, sure, she's a reverend and she's a witch. And, if she was to meditate with me. Now, sometimes, right, when I'm faced with shit like this, I go through it just to have the story to tell. Because I never know where I'm going to find the joke. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to meditate with the witch.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to the backyard. She's telling me her story. About how fucking she was kicked out by her parents when she was very young, picked up witch doctoring. She has a fucking Ivy League degree and she studied like fucking holistic whatever the fucks. And she kept calling herself a witch. It really freaked me out. So we're meditating in her backyard. There's literally water, like there's a fucking river that's fucking flowing. In this backyard, she asked for a donation of weed. So, like, I put weed on, like, this table. Hey, she had, like, a bunch of other shit on this table. Maybe now that I'm saying it out loud, I definitely give a sacrifice of weed to whatever God she prays to. I didn't peep before, but I gave a sacrifice. I'm cursed, y'all boys. I fucked up.
We about to be lit. Yeah.
But I put the weed on the table, and I sat on a blanket facing her. She had her back to the water. I was facing the water. She told me to close my eyes. I did that shit. I closed my eyes. And she just spoke positivity into my life for like 20 minutes straight. Like, it was dope. But it freaked me out because in the middle of it, she would just go, shabu, bu, 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 shabu, bu, bu. Like she would say, you're going to be great. You're going to be funny. You're going to be amazing. Shabu, bu, 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 bu. Like, fuck, don't do that, bro. That's freaky. Like, so like the positivity was dope, but the voodoo was creepy.
How old were you when this was going on, when this happened?
Nigga, this was this weekend.
That was this weekend?
This weekend.
Yo, we about to be on fire.
This weekend. I think I'm in the Illuminati. That's my, that might be what that is.
What the fuck?
And you've been asking for your entry for years now.
We good, job boys.
Because I'm telling you, bro, I went over there because I thought I was going to fuck a bitch in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I got a witch.
Did you end up fucking?
Absolutely not. There was no way I was going to fuck that old lady.
So how'd you miss that, you know, she was just god-awful?
You know what it was? So my room had like a roof balcony. So it's like I'm on the roof. She's three houses down. So it's like she was in a bathing suit and she was laying there. And it was just curvy and I just couldn't see, I guess. But like when I got close enough, I was like, you weren't fine. You were just naked. And that was my bad.
Jeez, bro.
If you wanted to fuck her, would she have let you? Or she was just wanted to do the ritual.
Ritual. Oh my God, I gave a sacrifice, yeah, bro.
Fucking crazy. You need to ask the Lord for forgiveness now.
Oh yeah, because that's gonna make it better.
Yeah,
you're ignorant. You're a nigger. Hassan would be ashamed.
As long as you were cleansed. You were chanting with the wolves and dancing. And dancing with chickens. I don't know.
That shit was crazy interesting. Sometimes
we're old lady or no?
She was an Afro-Latina. So, yeah, so in fucking so
she did that Santeria on you.
Santeria.
Santeria.
Now, this question, I think, is interesting. This says, as a man, where do you draw the line for cooking and cleaning if you're the breadwinner? So if you pay all the bills, how much cooking and cleaning do you do?
If I'm paying all the bills, I'm not cooking or cleaning a fucking thing. Not one fucking thing.
That's crazy, bro.
Not a fucking thing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you something. When I take a shower, I take my clothes off. Wherever they fall,
that's where they fall.
They're staying.
That's what
they're right there.
So you don't do laundry. Understandable.
No.
I'm not picking up nothing. I'm not cleaning nothing. I'm not putting nothing in the microwave. None of that.
That's crazy, bro.
What the fuck are you here for? You don't work. You don't pay a fucking bill. You can't fold my fucking shirt. Fuck out of here, man.
Nah, but see, you taking it like, all right, I'm just talking about in general of like how much cooking and cleaning you doing.
I'm not, I just said it. All. I'm not cleaning shit. One thing I'm cleaning is my fucking balls. Nigga? That's it.
Never?
Even that's debatable.
Nothing?
Not cleaning a fucking thing.
My nigga, nothing?
Nothing.
I can't see
Maya it. Pays half the bills now and I don't clean shit. What are you talking about?
But see, but at least she has a case. When she says you don't clean shit up, she has a strong case.
Yeah.
If you fuck around and allow me to pay every bill in this house, I'm not cooking or cleaning a fucking thing.
I'm not. Why would you?
Either you want a partner or either we have roles. But you can't have both. All right?
Why would you?
Okay, if you want to be cavemen, I'll pay all the bills, but I'm not cleaning up shit. wherever my slippers fall, I better find them by the door when tomorrow when I come through this bitch.
Fine. You want to be the man? You want to pay all the bills?
Whatever. When I'm taking a shower, when I drop my fucking underwear in the living room and walk to the bathroom, when I walk out of that bathroom,
it better be gone.
There better not be no fucking drawers
in the living
room.
It better not be on the floor.
There better not be no fucking drawers in the living room.
It better not be no fucking drawers on the fucking
floor. If I pay every single bill
come on.
5 days a week, there should be food cooked. You pick whatever 2 days you want off. Go crazy. Five.
Listen, bro.
If you want a partner, if you want to be 50-50, you do it. I mean, I guess we'll figure out a schedule.
Can we revisit the fact that you dropped trowel in the living room on your way to the bathroom?
Fuck out of here. I walk through the door. I address in the living room. Walk to the bathroom. Will not take a shower. Will not come out in that shit. You should be holding a towel.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
imagine a nigga watching the fucking basketball game, right? He's ready to take a bath. He's just in the living room just... All right, man.
Yeah. Take all the shows, rip it off.
Fuck out of here.
For real. If you want to be the man and pay the bills, I'm all for that. Go ahead, do you, man. Prosper, young king. But don't be a dumbass and also take care of the house, too. What the fuck is she there for?
That's my thing. If you're going to pay every bill there.
What is she there for?
And then clean and feed yourself. What is she doing?
Why is she there?
Why do you have her there? To bear children?
Come on.
She can
man.
Do that from her mom's house.
Come on. Exactly.
What the fuck is that?
Get your shit and get the fuck out of here.
What is your purpose? If you can't pay a light bill or use a mop, what are you doing?
Come on, bitch.
The fuck?
So pick fuck one. Out of here.
Pay a light bill, use a mop. You got to do one of them shits, bro. You just can't do nothing.
Okay, so. All right, let me gather myself. All right, so I was on the side of the coin where at one point in time I was taking care of all of the bills and there just wasn't enough reciprocity in terms of like the intangible things that I thought that I would get in return.
Oh, yeah.
Like the cooking and the cleaning.
And the drawers in the living room. Pick it up.
Drawers in the living room.
Pick it up.
And even sex. And that shit sucked. And after a point in time, I fucking snapped. I snapped.
Gotcha.
I snapped,
you better pay your bills.
Because, all right. If you're not putting forth any money, put forth some effort, man. I'm sorry.
Please? Please?
Shit get real when you get the email for the bill and you forward it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get that forwarded email. You get the forwarded email.
Oh, shit.
That the bill is due.
Bill is due.
You know what that means, cuz?
Time to pay.
It's on you.
I mean, because at that point, she hit a lick. That's all it
indeed.
Is.
Indeed.
She hit a lick. So, I mean, nah, bro. Like, if I'm paying every single bill in the house, come on. Why are you here?
While we're here, did your father clean?
It's hard to say only because he did clean, but compared to how my mom cleaned, it just
But that's what I'm saying.
Did he cook?
Yeah, he cooks.
Your father clean and cook?
My father didn't clean. He did cook whenever my mom went out the country. So he cooked for himself. He cooked for himself and he made like little basic meals for us.
Yeah.
You know, they were definitely like poor man meals.
Growing up, my mom did all the cooking, but like as we got older, he cooks a little more. But yeah, she did most of that shit.
I wonder like what's the method? Like, I wonder what finally makes them get up and clean something. Like, if you're that old school breadwinner where you pay all the shit, what makes you say, all right, let me just do this shit?
My dad is one of those dudes. He's just a neat freak. Everything has to be neat and clean around him. That's just him. So,
and if something sits messy for too long, he's liable to snap, just like my dad.
Yeah.
He probably won't clean it. He'll make a fuss about it, but.
Yeah. My dad hates mess.
Yeah.
Me. It's whatever. Somebody will pick it up.
Draws in the living room, nigga. If I pay
straight
all these
up. Straight up.
If I pay all these shits, bro.
The fuck? It's nothing to talk about.
If Xfinity is telling me my bill is ready, it feels better to at least know that dinner's ready.
Isn't that so disrespectful? That your bill is ready? Bitch, I'm not ready.
I wasn't waiting for it.
So, Ben, when
like
you...
Like
it's
a fucking cake.
So Ben, when you was paying all your bills and shit in that situation, did you lay down rules as far as what you wanted, like, since I'm doing this, you got to do that?
Or, that feels barbaric almost.
Or did you just...
And it was probably the most uncomfortable conversation to have. To sit somebody down and say, okay, all right, I'm doing all of this. What are you going
to
do?
But I'm saying, did you have a conversation prior to so that she understood that she was supposed to?
There was a conversation had prior to, but then somewhere along the line, it was reneged indefinitely.
Because I was going to say, if you didn't have that conversation, she'd play it smart.
Yeah.
You ain't say nothing. So.
Yeah. No, but we did have a conversation, and it was reneged. So to have that second clarifying conversation was uncomfortable as fuck. Because now I have to step into a role where I have to be completely dominant, be a little bit of an asshole, and lay down the law.
Did it work?
It did.
There you go.
That's what are you talking about? Bitch, that shit gonna work.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep. Okay. You guys believe in that? Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go. There you go.
I said, do you guys believe in that happy wife, happy life thing?
Happy spouse, happy house.
Cause. Happy spouse, happy. Yeah, happy. What is it? Happy spouse, happy house?
Yeah.
Okay. Because every time I go to work and the nigga's married, like, yo, man, how's everything? Happy wife, happy life. Like, nigga, that's do you mean? It's like a
dummies.
It's like a.
Those are niggas who are zombies.
Generic, fucking those are dumb niggas dumbs. That's cleaning up when they come home from work.
When you talk to married niggas, you get two answers. Either that or, dog, don't do it. Don't get married, man. Don't do it. Don't that's do crazy. It. Don't do it.
I've never like told you don't like, get married.
No, you've never said that.
Like, it's a weird spin on Get Out.
Yeah.
That's
nigga,
funny.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Yo, Rick, don't listen to me. Man, how many niggas have told us that, bro?
All married niggas tell me don't fucking do it.
It's like crazy, dog. It's like, I would say 85% of niggas that I know that are married tell me not to get married.
But, I mean, even if niggas told plus to get married, who cares? He doesn't
fuck out of here. I'm not doing that shit.
They know he doesn't care. That's why
he doesn't care. Could you imagine?
At some point, you got to get married, bro.
That's not true.
It is.
The fuck you mean it is?
It is.
You're going to slow down at some point.
I'm ready to run this race, bro.
I'm committed. I'm not saying it's going to be today. Maybe it's 15 years from now, but at some point.
I'm committed to this shit, bro.
Bro, you got to remember, some point in time, you're going to run out of shit. Like, you're going to run out of sauce to get these hoes, bro.
It's not even about that, bro.
You're going to be 60 in the club trying to get one off?
Even if I have me a little bae forever, that institution ain't going to get me. It's not going to get me, brother.
It ain't for everybody.
So it's more so the institution.
It ain't for everybody.
More so than just having the companion.
I don't want to play by those rules.
Okay, so you're not legally married, but you're okay with
having a lifelong companion.
Sure.
You spiritually married.
As long as you know that I'll take off if you start tripping. I need that kind of freedom.
Take off.
Bitch, I disappear. Stop playing.
As long as she knows I'll take off.
Poof.
Go get some cigarettes. Right,
because when you're married, you just can't leave.
You can't leave. You can't leave.
That's true.
That's like a process server. My dad always told you.
My dad said, you got it good now. When you have a girlfriend, you're young, you have a girlfriend, you can wake up tomorrow and go and that's it. You live your life.
Disappear.
When you married, nah, nigga, there ain't no disappearing, bro. There's no such thing. Like, it's kind of scary, too, though.
Only because
switching up on niggas.
Divorce, like, my uncle recently, like, around the time, my grandmother passed. He was in the car talking to me about his divorce and saying how he was in the courtroom looking at this lady like, bro, like, this bitch is a stranger. Like, I was married to this woman, and the way she is coming at me, like, I don't know this person. This shit is ugly. During divorce, you're not dealing with the person you were married to. So it's like what you have now is somebody who hates you that's armed with all of your secrets and personal details.
If you with somebody, you should know, like, you should know that side of them too.
I mean, yeah.
You should know, like, all right, if this goes to shit, I know what's going to go down.
However, the thing is, when you don't have many opportunities for that to happen, because if there's no practice, you're ready for that game. Like, when she starts to bring out the venom, what do?
And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the black man who forged his wife's signature on the divorce papers. And then at the proceedings, he showed up with the new woman.
He was ready to go.
He was ready to
get
go.
The fuck out of here.
So, and that presents like a very interesting conversation. Like, is that like wrong if somebody just wants to leave? And what if the other person is not okay with getting a divorce?
Because you need that motherfucker's cooperation.
You're stuck.
Wait, so if the person doesn't sign, you can't get divorced?
I don't know how it goes
not
specifically.
Legally.
I don't know how.
Not legally.
My father played the keep away game with my mother. The nigga literally dodged her for like 7 years by that divorce shit. Like, my parents were separated when I was like 5. I think they were legally divorced when I was like in junior high. And that was only so my mother could get remarried.
No, I think it's true because I remember there was this chick that was interested in me. And she told me she was married. And she's like, but I'm separated, going through a divorce. I just can't get him to sign the papers.
Nigga, separated is single, as far as I'm concerned.
Man, married is single, as far as you're concerned.
True. That's funny. That's so funny, Chris.
It's a fact.
And
it's
true. And because, that's the thing, because I think the institution is a joke, I don't hold it sacred the way they do. I'll fuck your wife. I will.
We know.
It's fucking great.
How'd your wife? How's your wife? My name is Tyrone.
I want you to be better, plus.
Nah, bro. Listen,
I want you to be better.
Here's what
He's
I want.
He's being him, bro.
Here's what I want for the world. I want for the world. You see, when you say you want me to be better, it's because you think this is wrong. This is right.
No.
This is right, brother. There's nothing wrong with this. You are a product of the machine, Ben. They want you to feel like fucking other women you want is barbaric. It is not.
No. I'm not necessarily saying that fucking women that you want is barbaric. I just don't want to fuck another man's woman because I'm not willing to. Like, I have a theory. Like, if you put yourself in the arena to receive certain smoke, you should be ready for the smoke. And I'm just not ready to potentially, I don't ever want to potentially be in a situation where a nigga can snap and I end up on the 6 o'clock news as a fucking victim of a homicide. I don't want to do that, and I don't want that for you.
If I can be honest with you, I do and say lots of things that can lead to my homicide. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I see why you say that, but I guess for me, like, I say things that should get me killed all the time. Casually. Yesterday, I was just talking about how white kids should die. So, it's just, whatever. I mean, I feel what you're saying. You don't want to invite the bullshit. I think it's buffoonery for a nigga to come and be mad at me for fucking your wife.
She's the one who committed the treason.
You feel like it's buffoonery for a nigga to be mad at you for fucking... You fucked his wife.
How dare you be mad at me?
No, you should be mad at her too.
I know. You should be mad at her solely.
Why?
All I'm... When you look at it, I'm just here fucking pussy. That's all I'm doing, brother. I'm here fucking pussy. That's what my role in this whole situation is. I'm the guy.
I get
that
the
fucks
logic.
Pussy.
I get the logic. I get the
Your
logic.
Wife is an adulterer.
You could have said no.
I see his point because
what?
I see his point of view because when you have somebody who commits treason against their country, they don't get mad at the other country. They get mad at the nigga who committed the treason.
That's a fact.
So that would be the wife in this case.
Imagine niggas being mad at China.
So
you took my spy, nigga.
No, but. So if that situation were to arise, Ben, would you be mad at the guy and the wife?
Because I'm a human being. Yes, I'd be upset at all parties involved. All parties involved. I'd be upset.
All parties involved? But I don't even want to ask you because you're actually married. I don't even want to.
What parties involved?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know who the people you were talking about.
And God forbid if that nigga is somebody who
I know
is like maybe 1 or 2 degrees separated from my people. And everybody gotta go. Everybody gotta go.
Usually is.
Everybody gotta go.
It's a friend of a friend. Some nigga who been plotting for all, you know.
It is not my job to respect your relationship. I didn't make the promise to Jesus. You did.
And then that's where why I said at that point I get what you're saying. It's not no other nigga's job to, even though I disagree with it, but it's not no other nigga's job to respect your relationship, your marriage. That ain't his job. Why should he give a fuck? He's just in it for the pussy.
Nigga, I remember I did a show in Orlando, bro. There was this girl in town from Philly, nigga, and she was going out of her way to try and cheat on her. Like, this must have been her cheat weekend. Because she was going out of her way to throw that pussy away.
He might have had just cheated on her.
The fuck out of here. And that's the thing. Yeah. A good chunk of, because, you know, women don't revenge cheat fucks recreationally, yeah, bro.
Revenge fucks.
Like, typically, like, there are some women that text me. I was like, what the fuck are you texting me for? What's going on? Yeah. Why? What did he do? What are you going through?
A lot of women who I've talked to or dealt with or been with have told me that that's what they're doing. It's a revenge fuck. They just found some shit out. They're going to get it out their system. Or they'll even do it before they even confront the boyfriend about it. Get their shit off.
Here's what's creepy.
It's funny. It's
women will see some shit that they don't like, right? Do a revenge fuck. Mm-hmm. Be okay. And you never know that of it. Like, no clue. They got their revenge about some shit that you don't even know that they know you did.
Bro, listen.
Okay? That's how fucked up the game is. She can find out your shit, mm-hmm, get revenge on you, whole time your dumb ass is kissing dick lips.
Yep.
Whole time.
Yep. Entire. Sometimes you met the nigga. Next thing you know, you had an ugly sweater Christmas party. This nigga dapping you up because he's three degrees of separation.
You know these scandalous bitches bring their boyfriends to these comedy shows. Yeah, they scandalous, bro. Okay. It's now time for some this or that, or right?
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Did you say dick scratch?
I did say dick scratch. Oh, I got text from a little baby.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, I'm focused. All right.
Never ends with it.
You're on a bus, right? Four people, and you're on a bus and you're seated. Four motherfuckers walk on a bus. Which one do you give your seat to? An elderly man, a pregnant woman, a handicapped man, or a woman that has a child with her?
Elderly man, pregnant woman, handicapped, or a woman with a child. For me, it's going to be out of the woman with a child or the woman that's pregnant.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something about a mother with a kid that just kind of just makes me have a little sore spot for him. So if I had to choose between the two, seeing how the kid may be able to stand, I'd give it to the pregnant woman because I know how her feet is probably hurting even more. Feet are swollen. She's probably, her baby daddy probably don't want nothing to do with her because she's on the bus. Yeah, I'd give it to the pregnant lady.
Chris, old man, pregnant woman, handicapped man, lady with kid.
I think the obvious choice would be the pregnant woman. But if the old man was an old woman, that would kind of make a difference.
If it was an old woman, I would have chose the old woman. He's the old man. Yeah, come on, nigga. You still a nigga. Use your cane, bro. Use your walker,
you
bro.
You was hard on niggas, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stand up.
Stand up, my nigga.
Ben?
And if you...
Enjoy it while you still can. You won't be standing for long.
I was about to dive off a hill, but I'm, I think I'll chill.
Mars.
So I'm thinking for the old man, because what I'm looking at right here, there's an old man with a cane, and there's also a man with a cast and a crutch. So you have the necessary apparatuses to help you stand.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
All right, you're not even really standing up.
I mean, you got the shit. Yeah. All right, it's in a sense, it's like a pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
grab a pole. Now you got a cane and a pole, and you good. You Gucci. For the man in the crutch, you got a crutch and a pole, so you straight. So now we're at the pregnant woman and the woman with the child. I'm a little stuck here. Because in an effort to be funny, I'm thinking, okay, the woman's pregnant. You were a willing participant in that shit. So, mm-hmm. I mean, how am I supposed to be sympathetic towards something that you participated in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, dog. I don't know, man.
You showing everybody? Somebody
Ben not getting up.
Ben said he not getting up. He's keeping his seat. That's what Ben said. He's keeping his seat.
You a cold motherfucker.
I might give it to the pregnant woman. I'll give it to the pregnant woman over the woman with the child.
Maybe I'm fucked up, right?
Especially if a child bad.
Because what I'm looking at here is three people who clearly made bad decisions. The only person who didn't make a bad decision is the old nigga. I want him to sit. Yeah. He's done enough.
Yeah.
He's done enough standing. He stood enough. This old nigga deserves more respect than y'all are giving him right now. This is an old ass man. He's in the fucking cane because he can barely do it. He can't fucking do it. This pregnant woman, fuck it. I don't feel bad at all at your standing. This lady with a kid, there's nothing wrong with her. You and the kid can stand. You'll be fine.
Look at this bitch. She lean. She slim. And your baby got a diaper nigga, on and no shirt.
The nigga in the nigga in the cast just should have stayed home.
Yeah. Why are you on the bus, fam?
Or you could have been like me and took the cast off.
Asshole.
Could have been a dumbass. And took the cast off.
A dumber ass.
Fuck it. Cast off. Fucking cast off.
We have now reached our DM diary portion of our program.
It's starting to get real popular.
We have a doozy. Some of the shit that we have coming in the next episode. Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't even talk to you about it.
Yeah. Some fire. Hot fire.
God. A pinch. With your bitch ass. We ain't forget about you, bitch. You out here being weird and shit. I can't believe you niggas, bro. Every week.
Every fucking week,
bitch. You niggas don't stop. Hey-o, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
your secrets not safe with us.
Safe with us.
We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
you just became a victim of the DM diary. You are. Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Break it down. With your bitch ass.
Bitch. You little bitch.
With your
you
pussy ass.
Bitch.
You so creepy.
Bitch, you little bitch.
You about to go to jail.
Holy will, he's talking about you,
bitch
ass boy.
It's never gonna stop being funny to me. All right. These DMs are fucking insane. This one comes from this guy's. Okay, so she says, this is for DM Diaries. I have not spoken or seen this nigga in years. I don't post thirst traps. We never did anything physical. Just was friends. He gave me answers to the FCAT math, and we rode the bus together to Miami-Dade College. You see, because we talk so much shit about these women that they send the specific scenario.
Right.
Okay? So she says, this is nothing. Okay. I remember I received this one, unfortunately. So he sends a call.
What date? Give us the date.
January
6th.
January 6th. He sends a call.
1970.
And then it says December 17th. I'm at NMB. Can you come give me a jump? I got jumper cables. He calls again. No January answer. 6th. No answer. December 13th, 2017, 4:23 a.m. Fuck, he's calling again. 7:22 p.m. I want to eat your pussy.
Whoa.
Hella emojis.
Hella emojis.
Now, she sent the video of him jacking his dick, unfortunately. I was the one who opened that DM. I didn't put it in the group. He was full on jacking, brother. He sent his whole dick jacking it. I was a victim of the DM diaries.
He just became a victim of the DM diaries.
I talk a lot of shit about you, bro, but I appreciate you.
These niggas are wild, bro.
Sharing that with us.
Wow. No, because what would anybody know? That shit was wild.
She even said, he sent a jack-off video with a dick pic. I didn't even respond. Shit crazy. She didn't respond at all, bro. Because I'm telling you, whether they respond or not, niggas are going to keep going. I know you say that every week. Don't respond. That doesn't mean a fucking thing, bro.
These niggas are creeps. Like that's creeps, the thing. Like, bro. Nothing provokes this.
They're creeps, dog. They're just fucking creeps.
Like, there are certain. Okay, this is a brand new one. This is one. He just sent this one message. You just, quote unquote, look like you fun to be around. About your money, drama free, but a handful at the end of the day. LOL. Hella fucking emojis. I don't know what this is.
What?
I don't know what you're trying
to get. Can you read it again?
You look like you're quote unquote, look like you fun to be around, about your money, drama free, just a handful at the end of the day. Hella exclamation marks, LOL, heart emoji, smile emoji, lick face emoji, hard eye emoji, cry emoji, cry emoji, hug emoji.
Okay. When you send a girl some shit like what are people expecting that is gonna happen?
What the fuck should she say to you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is she supposed to say? Like,
she didn't respond.
Are you shocked?
This next nigga all happened in the same day. This nigga is remarkable. This nigga says, first message, thick sexy ass. Second message, look like you could suck a mean dick.
Wow.
Yo, a mean dick.
Niggas is swinging for the fence.
So she says, you look like you could suck a mean dick too.
We gotta have an award for like wicked comebacks.
That's great.
Pause.
That's great. It's comebacks. And then she says, now get your funky ass out of my inbox, bitch.
Yeah, I like that energy.
And then he says, oh nah, baby, I can eat a mean pussy, bitch, that ass funky. Fuck wrong with you. She says, fuck out of here. He says, fuck you too, bitch.
Fuck this ass up.
Like, when you started off the DM by saying this nigga's remarkable, dog.
Bro, you jump out the gate, you look like you could suck a mean dick. How's that supposed to go for you?
She's spicy. She said, you look like you suck a mean dick.
No, it doesn't say. I don't think we have that part. I see the nigga's name.
Damn.
Let me look at his fucking avatar.
You niggas are fucking wild, man.
Like, you niggas are sad.
No, wild and sad. I mean wild as sad. In, like, you sad, man. Yeah. Like,
Niggas is wild sad.
Okay. This next nigga might be a legend. So, September 28th, 4 o'clock, he shoot his shot. Boom. Fine ass. Smile emoji. Where you from? She goes, 431. Thanks, but I'm taken. He sends the gif with Denzel as Malcolm X slapping the table. Flap.
Legendary gif, by the way.
He goes, ma'am, WTF. Cry emoji. She laughs and goes, I appreciate it, though.
Done.
He says, LOL, I'll double back later. Now let me tell you something.
Let me
tell you something. The cry, I appreciate it, though, and make me feel like, well, if ever this boy fuck up, I can slide back in there.
Mm-hmm.
You gave that nigga a window.
Window.
Wherever you are. You gave that nigga a window.
He's not a victim of the DM diary. He respectfully said he'll double back.
Yeah.
This man.
And there was no correction to that statement either.
Nope. There's no follow-up DM.
No follow-up.
That's where she cut it.
No
she cut
up.
It right there, brother.
We see you.
But.
I'm on to you, Missy.
Mister, you look like you can suck a mean dick.
Funny business.
You're a fucking clown, sir.
Nah, you're a joke. You're a fucking joke.
We have now reached the Ask Running section.
I'll double back later. I'm still reading that shit.
Of our program. So, Ben, please. Whenever. You can.
Shut up. That stupid little chuckle.
Go ahead and play that music in Chris. 3, 2, 1. Hey. Hit him with an ask. A real nigga. Slide with your boy. As a real
nigga.
Who take it? Hey, you want a real
nigga?
Ask a real
nigga.
Black as fuck.
Nigga.
Like a gun tree.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit him.
Nigga.
About to hit a spliffer with my nigga Chris. Bitch,
them crackers.
Nigga, please.
All right, this next. this question is from my brother RG Music up in Montreal. My Snowzo brother.
Real nigga.
It's a real nigga question. What if you are with your new girl and the old flame who clearly didn't keep up with herself, kind of ugly now, shows up at the party and makes a scene? How should you handle it?
You laugh at her. You just laugh at her.
Do I know you?
Yeah.
That bitch is a stranger to me.
You ma'am, laugh and you keep shit going.
Ma'am, I'm not sure who you are, but you're making a spectacle.
Okay. Me and my lady are trying to have a good time here and you're hindering that.
Yeah.
Can you please stop hindering my good time, you Jezebel bitch? You Jezebel bitch.
I'm going to get Ashley on the line. Ashley, take out the trash.
Fuck out of here, bro. I'm going to tell you something. If, you're with your old lady and a deplorable comes
to
you.
Come on. A lesser than?
Get the fuck out of here. It's not.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
It's not even some pussy you can put in Tupperware and save for later.
Come on.
It's spoiled like a banana.
And it's one of those fucks. And it's one of those fucks you're not even proud of when you talk
get
to your boys.
Get it out of there. Yeah.
What?
Get it out of there.
The motherfucker that was already exiled and put out to the stable.
Fuck out of here. In the book of Eli. Get it the fuck out of
here. He's been banished, bitch.
Please.
How dare you even fucking banish have the her. Gall to even fucking come up to me? What are you talking about? I don't know you.
The gall.
Okay. Now, this next Ask Renegade question comes from a good friend of the show, listener of the show.
Yeah.
I believe he has to be anonymous because this shit looks personal. So I'm going to make it anonymous until we have, until I read it all the way through.
Why you going to be anonymous?
What? It's just long.
Right. I need advice, bro. It's very important to me. Me and my ex-girlfriend broke up in April, but we lived together still after the breakup. We will still sleep with each other from time to time. One day I told her I need to spend a couple of days away from the apartment because she was a very messy person and it was messing up my mental and I needed to relax. I came home on Sunday and I found out that she had another man in the apartment and tried to get her best to get me to leave the apartment, but I didn't because I was able to see that somebody else was in the apartment, so I stayed. She came to the balcony door to make me move so the other guy could run out the door. And it fucked me up that she did that because she's been wanting me to be her friend, and then she does this. I don't know how to feel. Hold on. Shit. I don't know how to feel. She has... hold on, wait. Motherfucker. I don't know how to feel. She has tried to apologize, but the wound is fresh, and it's very big for me. My question is, what should I do about this? Should I forgive her for her actions? Can I go, guys?
Yes, please.
Listen, brother. I actually heard this from a pastor. He said she belongs to the streets. Okay? It's Reverend Nadavius Wilbur. That's who said it. Reverend. She belongs to the street. She brought another dick in your domicile, my brother. Okay? Somewhere that you live.
Another dick in your domicile is the title.
Dick in your... She brought another dick in your domicile. Like, okay, look, you can fuck a nigga anywhere. All right? But you wouldn't spend the $40 to go fuck him in a hotel. You brought him here where we live. I needed a few days to clear my head, bitch. That's all. Oh. I don't know, bro. That's damaged goods to me, bro.
Yeah, that, yeah. She got to go, bro. That's just, you don't bring another motherfucker into your home, into your bed. She belongs to
the lobby, bro. Can I go next?
Please.
Yeah. All right, charge that shit to the game and charge her more in rent, okay? Mm. That's rent. What you need to do.
Man, get no, that no, bitch,
if she still, fuck? If she's still going to be there, man. Because obviously they have a conversation about this. Make it work for you, all right? If you're still going to allow her to be in that house, she better be paying something. If not, get her the fuck out. Bro, and what's wrong with you?
Here's something
you deserve
special.
Your peace.
If you're still in love with that woman, if you're still emotional.
Which he clearly is.
If you still love, you have to stay out of her pussy or you won't be able to think clearly. Okay. If you really want to exile this bitch from your life, you have to cut her off in all facets of cut-offery. Cut it.
She got to go, bro.
She got
to
go, bro.
Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
She has to go.
Yes, should be right. Song of the week.
Kenneth Camp once said that, I believe.
Should be song of the week.
Yes, that's right.
She has to go for your sake because you're the one who is seeking your peace. Don't allow that shit to just exist in your home.
Now, if you can't afford to pay the bill solo dolo, I get it. But go on Craigslist, bro. Find a roommate. Because that ain't it. Mm-hmm. That ain't it, cousin.
Sure ain't it.
I'm sorry. I'm out here bullshitting. Ask a real nigga.
What you saying?
This is from my nigga, JJJ1990 on the Insta Grizzly.
Yo.
This says, ask a real nigga, what are your thoughts on dudes who propose at a friend's wedding? Is it disrespectful?
As fuck.
Why?
Because, bro, like, I ain't gonna say as fuck. Where, when and where? Like, if you propose at a moment during the wedding, that's fucked up.
The wedding, yes, I feel disrespectful. The reception, absolutely not. All my friends and family are already here. This is a free event for me to do what? Get my shit off.
The reception, like, there's certain moments in the reception, though.
Yeah, after you guys had your little dance and all that shit like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do it before none of that shit happened. Like, your shit got to be one of the last things that go down.
No, I got to do it before everybody leaves.
On the let out.
I'm doing that shit off your face. Thanks for the venue. Thanks for the scenery.
Talk to the bride before you decide to do that, because obviously this entire thing is for her.
Hell to pay.
It's for her. And if you love me, you would know not to cause me to catch hell on my fucking honeymoon. So I would wish that you would have enough sense to talk to me first so that they can, well, me and my fiance can at least be aware that that shit may happen to go down. Please.
You know what y'all sound like? Like y'all had this conversation before? And you told him that you was going to propose at his wedding?
Please, dog. Just have enough sense. Don't surprise a nigga like that, bro.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, it's only appropriate if you spoke. Don't just pull up and bend your knee at my fucking wedding. My nigga, I throw hands. And, like, I would never want to propose at somebody else's shit.
Yeah, I'd never do that.
Because that's weird.
I'd never.
I don't want no nigga proposing at my shit. Because it's weird. If somebody else does it, I don't judge it. It's just not for me.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm probably going to be one of those niggas who does it in private.
Me
and
too.
And then release the video later.
I probably won't even release the video.
No, you got to release the video. You need the likes. You have to tell the bitches to back the fuck off.
I'll just post the picture of her hand where it says she said I do.
She said yes?
She said yes, yeah.
That's the customary shit?
Yeah.
Got her.
Yeah, I think certain shit for me like that, I'd keep probably between the two of us. Like, even when Maya was pregnant, we did like a whole photo shoot of when she, you know, her little, you know, pregnant. I didn't release none of that shit.
Yuck.
I didn't release none of that shit.
Nigga, the other day,
certain shit I keep private.
Fucking the maternity pics I took with Eli's mom came in my fucking memories, bro. I was disgusted. I fucking hate those shits.
Our shits was dope. I
fucking hate all maternity pictures suck. Shut up.
Our shits was dope. We was in the water in the beach. Good stuff.
Like fucking mermaids. That's not cool.
Haitian mermaid.
That's not fucking cool.
I was barefoot. Ben thought that shit was funny. Yeah, fucking, I'm always barefoot.
With those fucking claws.
I think I'm always barefoot.
No matter what.
No matter what, nigga.
All right. Richard, bitch, you have any final thoughts this evening?
Yeah, fuck, nigga. No, man, if your girl's if you're paying all the bills, man, make that motherfucker fold your shirt, pop your popcorn, pour your beer for you. Oh, don't be a sucker out here, man. She gotta fucking do some shit around the house. Make her earn her fucking keep. What you think this is?
Can't be the geek off the street. You gotta earn your keep.
Free, you know what I mean? Boy.
Regulator, mount up. Ben, any final thoughts for the people?
Not yet. I'm actually preparing something, but okay. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. We're on every streaming platform out there available, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Christabel, any final thoughts this evening?
Patreon.
We could touch on the Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon, and we got new merch coming. So it's gonna be lit. We're doing a lot of package deals. So just stay tuned.
Plus, final thoughts.
My final thoughts really just it goes out to that last brother. I'm still thinking about you. My brother, the hoe has to go, and I'm so sorry that you are in this predicament. This is why you need to put an ice box around your heart. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Oh my god. Ben,
let her go.
If a hoe want a hoe, nigga, let her go.
Let her go.
And then he said that she had another guy in the house, but she fucked him totally.
Yeah,
completely.
And we fuck from time to time, nigga. Let the bitch go. Ben, what we got for song of the week, my brother?
To piggyback off of that whole situation.
Yes, sir.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Kate Camp. Mm-hmm. Cut her off.
And as always, thank you, Nigga Navy, for the support. And thank you for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace. It ain't nothing to call that bitch.
Link up. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Nothing but a bird. I'ma leave where you stand, ho.
heard you got a man, ho. Hope he understand, though. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, though. Saying, though. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Creeping on the low, hope your man don't see you. She'll bust it down for some down lima rips. Shoot me like some bubble gum, something like Rashida. Gotta give my partner some, she on me like Adidas. Baby, you can't hold back, stop flexing like you not. Your man tryna patrol that, I guess he is a cop. But he really can't cuff if he busting at my spot. But I didn't have enough, cause you making my shit hot. Blowing up a nigga phone, what I tell your way about that? Tryna hold something, hold my nuts, can you do that? Can't be playing around with that mouth while he hit it from the back. And you can't say nothing now, cause we all been through with that, through with that. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Look, so what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho.
Yeah. Okay. You know that ain't a real bag, bitch. That's a knockoff. When I get the work, I get the jugging like hot sauce. Out. Outdoor pool like front. Hit her from the back, rearrange a lace front. Stunt. Tattoos on my neck and on my kidneys. If I don't like that hoe, I turn her ass into a frisbee. No. If I don't like your diss, I turn that hoe into a frisbee. Yeah. I throw it out on that right by the Wendy's. Damn. Three cell phones and all of them jumping. Hello. I can see your hoes and all of them nothing. Bro. Yeah, I'm a Don Don Cheeto, Don Cornelius. Watch the Don spill. Pockets fat as Don Cartagena, nigga. Done deal. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Yeah. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Baby, I'm ashamed why you acting this way. If she bought that action, you can bring her this away. Get her on your mattress, make you feel some type of way. Pass her to my amigos, they gon' bust it on the lake. We don't play no game, cause I know that what you like. Knock it out the frame, baby girl, yes I. Yeah, that pussy bomb, I just call it dynamite. You ready? Here I come, I can do this shit all night. This shit all night. This shit all night. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Nothing but a bird, I'ma leave you where you stand, ho. Heard you got a man, ho. Hope he understand, though. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, though. Saying, though. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Cut that bitch off. Cut that bitch off.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Woo!